Hi, and welcome to BlackAmericaWeb.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes from the Tom Dorner Morning Show, and it gives me great pleasure to have a conversation with the co-directing team. There is a plan on the board to bring to television, to PBS, the as a part of the American Masters series, Maya Angelou, the People's Poet. And this is a feature documentary to give the full picture, the story, as they say, of the incomparable Maya Angelou. Good morning. Hello to Bob Hercules and to Rita Coburn-Wack.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sybil.
How
good
are
morning.
You?
Wonderful.
Doing good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It is a pleasure. First of all, I don't know how you put the life and times of Dr. Maya Angelou into a documentary without making it a multi-part series. But let's start with you, Rita, because your relationship with Dr. Angelou goes back a number of years, and you saw her on a day-to-day basis as one of her producers for her radio show. Tell us, how do you do this and bring this story to television?
Okay, well, everybody knows that this woman lived one life that was so huge that her activism and that her style and everything that she did with her writing and her words really said, I'm an overcomer. Mm-hmm. And how we do this is we have to come up with a through line that she overcame. And then if we want to go further, she found her voice. And she used it. And so we have to have something to help us shape this very huge life. And so that's what we did. We looked at everything that we could in her wonderful history. And then we started to pare down and add things that people hadn't heard before, but also to put things in that were familiar, that people knew about her. And so we have this wonderful mix of what you think you know, and then the Maya Angelou that you did not know.
So, Bob Hercules, as one of the co-directors, how do you start out with this and work a deal with PBS, as it were, to bring this icon to American Masters series?
Well, it was a pretty easy deal to arrange. I've done two other films for American Masters, one on Bill T. Jones, the choreographer, and one on the Joffrey Ballet. So when I pitched them this idea for this film, and this is, by the way, is the first documentary ever to be made about Dr. Angelou. American Masters signed on right away, and they've been a great partner moving forward. We started this project 3.5 years ago, so it's a very deep look into the life of an American icon, Maya Angelou. So I think we're very privileged to be able to tell this phenomenal story and to tell it right. We have just tremendous interviews and tremendous footage and photographs, and therein lies the problem. Though we are still trying to raise some money to pay for this enormous cache of photographs and footage that, you know, Maya Angelou was very well documented in her life, which is so wonderful to have in the film. On the other hand, all that footage costs money, so we've launched a Kickstarter campaign. We're hoping everybody out there in Radio Land can contribute to the Kickstarter campaign to help us pay for these costs.
So tell us about the Kickstarter campaign. That's what I wanted to get to, because, as you say, it does cost a great deal. And so now in this world of raising and fundraising and raising money for valuable projects such as this, you all have gone to Kickstarter to start a fundraising campaign to get this completely finished and on our television screens, hopefully within short order. How does one go to participate in your Kickstarter campaign, and how much are we looking for?
Well, you go to the website, and one of the things that you do with Kickstarter is you can donate and become what they call a backer, from as little as $10, $15 up to, you know, thousands of dollars. But if you hit the $200 mark, you might get some art that is very wonderful. There's art by Phoebe. There's, I would say, the Faith Ringo quilt that auctioned for $460,000. For $200, you can have a print of that. So there's this system of rewards that backers are able to get. So you go to Kickstarter. You donate, whether you get a copy of the script or an actual copy of the documentary itself, there are all kinds of ranges where you can donate, and then you become a backer. The biggest thing is you become a part of history because you partnered with us. But with Kickstarter, it's a real good way to get people involved, and it also gets the publicity of the film out there.
So the positions of co-director are already taken. Can you buy any other positions as a part of your Kickstarter contribution?
It would be kind of expensive to buy a position. You can get a thank you. You can get your name on the film, and that's like $5,000. If you want to become a producer, that's another big step. That has, you got to put a zero in front of that. You got to go with $50,000. Right. But there's this partnership that happens when people take some ownership in the community and become part of the film. So what we're really looking for, yes, we want that, but we want numbers. We want to see people come out and say, we're going to walk the walk as well as talk the talk, and we're going to support this. So we want to see the numbers go up. So we're happy to get all levels of those donations.
We're talking to the co-directors, Orita Coburn-Wack, and the co-director also, Bob Hercules, and talking about Maya Angelou, the People's Poet. This is going to be a part of the American Masters Presents series. The People's Poet will be the first feature documentary to tell the full story of the incomparable Maya Angelou. And I'm always curious, Rita and Bob, when I see co-directors, how does that work for the two of you in terms of your each putting in your specific qualities and in your specialties in putting this film together?
Well, I think you take the best of both. You know, we both have different contributions to the film, and so I think it's a collaboration between two people. And other partners. I mean, we have a wonderful director of photography, Keith Walker. We've had some wonderful editors, producers, Ruben Cannon and Marquita Glass. So it's a whole team of people, really, more than just Rita and I, that have brought this film together. And it's an enormous film, so it takes a lot of people. It takes the energy and creativity of a lot of people to put this together. But I think for Rita and I, it's just combining, you know, our ideas and out of two becomes one film.
What you have to do when you co-direct is you have to realize that most directors are used to working alone. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that there's somebody that can catch what you missed. And you're looking at an audience all the time that's very different. So as a black woman, I'm going to bring a certain thing to this that Bob's not going to bring, and then Bob is going to bring something to it, and that's based on who we are and his relationships. In my case, having such a personal relationship with her, out of the generosity of Oprah Winfrey, I was able to go to her home once a week for four years, once a month rather, for 4 years, and get four programs for radio. Mm-hmm. And so during that time, I not only heard stories, but if Chris Rock dropped by, or if Andrew Young was there, if Sonia Sanchez was there, or if she got a call from President Clinton, I was there. And so what I learned was I'm listening to history, and I wanted to do something with that. And what Bob did was he contacted a mutual friend and said, there's never been a documentary on Maya Angelou. And that friend said, I know somebody who's working on that. And so we got together and brought these two views of what was necessary to be told and just hearing the stories. And so I think that's the way that we co-direct. We put in everything that we have, and then we take a look, and we have to sift it out. We have to really make this work. And it's such an engaging project to be working on, and it's so important that we're able to work together to bring it out.
It's so hard to believe that Dr. Angelou is gone, and it's been, as we talk now, Rita, just about a year and a half ago that we lost Dr. Angelo at the age of 86, and still so many years of knowledge that we could have gleaned from her. We're going to come back and talk some more about Dr. Angelo. Perhaps we'll have an opportunity to have a clip from the documentary, as well as some other conversations about Dr. Angelo. As I talk to the co-directors of Maya Angelou, the People's Poet, her name is Rita Coburn-Wack, as well as her co-director, Bob Hercules, and we're talking about the Kickstarter campaign that has been started in order to bring this to the screens of PBS viewers. And you're listening to BlackAmericaWeb.com, and we will be right back.